You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back. I am so happy that you're here. Hopefully, you got right into yesterday's episode, Procrastination. Hopefully, it's not sitting on the back burner just waiting for you to listen to it. And more importantly, to actually act on those things that you say you desire and get her done, right? So today we're talking about this. This is a huge topic. Are you uninspired? Are you uninspired? A lot of times we go through life and the reason why we're procrastinating is because we do not feel that inspired energy, right? So today we're going to talk about this thing called inspiration or lack thereof. And I'm going to give you some steps that you can use today to reconnect with the inspiration that's within you. Because that's the key, my friend. If you're lacking that, you know, that loving feeling, you've just lost that loving feeling and you're no longer feeling inspired, I want you to know it's in you. It's just falling asleep. And you know what? When that happens, it's time to wake up. We all have those moments in our lives where we start to get a little sleepy, a little tired, a little bit, yes, the word, disengaged. And when that happens, guess what? We lose that loving feeling, but it's not lost. It's simply hidden, and it's time to uncover and discover, my friends. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about a soul story today from one of my clients that I started coaching a couple years ago. And he was very high-powered entrepreneur, mover and a shaker, very wealthy man, very successful, and at least in the area of his business and financially successful. And when he came to me, we went through the whole history of where he was, what he desired, and, you know, where he was in that present moment. And I looked at him and I said, diagnosis, uninspired. And he looked at me and he's like, how'd you know? It's like, that's what it is. It's like, okay, now that we've determined what it is, now we can do something about it. And what had caused the feeling of feeling uninspired was he had disengaged. He had disengaged from full engagement in his life. Okay, we've all been there, feeling that engaged, all-in feeling. And then we've all felt that moment where it's like, I'm not really that into this anymore. And it's like, what causes that? You know, and there can be many things that cause it. It can be circumstances beyond our control. Maybe the death of a loved one, the loss of a relationship, the loss of a job, you know, the loss of your money, whatever it is. But I want to ask you this. Is it possible that you become disengaged from those circumstances? Or is it possible that some of those circumstances are caused from your disengagement? Now, obviously, the loss of a loved one, you have no control over that. But the reality is when we begin to go into cruise control, because we're starting to now feel comfortable, and all of a sudden, we're kind of rolling through life, but we're not really moving and shaking. We're just kind of like I said, cruise control on, kind of on the default system, kind of just getting by, showing up, same old, same old. Life really can lose its zest and its zeal and its excitement. So there are many different things that can cause a person to feel uninspired. But again, a lot of times feeling uninspired and disengaged is what causes this feeling. So what are three things that you could do today to really reconnect with the inspiration that is in you, my dear? This is what I did with my client. First of all, we got him looking at the present and the future instead of looking at the past while living in the present. Because the reality was, the more he looked at the past, he wasn't really living in the present. He was showing up every day telling his story about how he was wronged in the past. And it was interesting because I found out that this situation went back many, many years. We all have that past story. But if we stay in the past, it keeps us from being engaged in the present. You don't need me to tell you that. You know that. But in case you needed a reminder, I'm here to remind you today. If you're not engaged in your present and excited about the future, then you're going to have that diagnosis uninspired. Uninspired. So inspiration, one way to tap in is to get present and then begin to look into the future with anticipation. And using that creative energy to begin to creatively create what you desire in the future. But a lot of times if we're stuck in the past, a lot of times we're in a victim mentality, which will then cause, guess what? Us to think like somehow the future, we don't have any control over it, and the future is going to happen to us, right? Or that the present is happening to us, instead of knowing and believing that the present and the future are happening through us and for us. And in fact, I'll even go as far as to say this to you, my dear. Your past happened, my past happened for us and through us to teach us, to grow us into our today, preparing us for our tomorrow. Imagine that. Total different perspective. So today's the day to get present and then begin to anticipate and get excited about and engage in the vision of the future that you're creating. And then the other thing is this. Think about inspiration. What's the opposite? Expiration. If we can look at the fact that we all have an expiration date here on Earth, you have one and I have one. We all have an expiration date. There is a date that is the final day. It's like the period at the end of the sentence, or I hope in both of our cases, it's a big exclamation, like we have rocked this world and boom, we're out, we're done. But the reality is if we don't remember that there are only a certain amount of days in the time that we will have yet here on planet Earth, we will tend to think that cruise control is okay. And if we're just going through life, going through the motions, and we're not creatively expressing who we are in creatively creating what we desire in the present and the future that we look forward to, then we're missing out. Because we're wasting precious, valuable lifetime. So get out of the past, get into the present with now anticipation for the future, and remember that that future has an expiration date. So between now and the end of that, big period at the end of the sentence or big exclamation at the end of the sentence, what would you like to accomplish? What would you like to experience? Who would you like to become in this time that you have remaining yet here on planet Earth? And begin to tap into that. And then ask yourself, why? Why, my dear, are you here on planet Earth? Why am I here? This is an age-old question. Like, what's the meaning of life? Why am I here? Begin to really ask your heart the deeper question of why you're here. And I would ask you today, why do you want to be here? Why do you want to show up and begin to tap into that? What is your reason? Not the big, you know, philosophical reason, not even the spiritual reason, but what is your desire? What do you want your why to be? Why do you want to be here today? Why do you want to be here tomorrow? And begin to create something around that that's compelling. And also, last but not least, remember this. You came to planet Earth, you took your first inspiration. Yeah, you breathed it all in, and you've been breathing ever since, and you'll continue to breathe until that final period at the end of the sentence with a big exclamation, and then you'll just be like, take a break, right? But the reality is you came in with inspiration, and so it's in you. That's the good news, my dear. It's in you. It's in me. And because it's in us, it's accessible. It's just whether or not we're willing to actually look for it and to actually go for it, find it, and then take what we find and create something magnificent with it, something inspiring with it. Because so often we think about we want to be an inspiration or we want to inspire others, but we are lacking being inspired ourselves. If you want to inspire others and make a difference here on planet Earth, which I know so many people do, I've yet to meet anyone who said they didn't want to make a difference while we are, you know, they're here. I think it's innate in all of us to want to make a difference. The first place you could make a difference is in your own life, my dear, by becoming inspired by what it is that you are discovering each and every day about you and about the life that you're living and the one that you're becoming and the life that you are creating. So, quick recap. Number one, get out of the past, get into the present. Number two, anticipate the future. Start creating something that you're excited about. Create something that you're excited about. And then number three, remember there's an expiration date. Remember this, that inspiration is not lost. It's still there. It's quietly waiting for you to recognize it, get inspired by it, and begin to put it to use. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down what inspires you, no matter what it is. And then take that one thing that is like, out of all those things you wrote down, you're like, I'm most inspired by this. And tap in and re-engage with that, my dear. Re-engage, fully engage with what inspires you and watch what happens in your life. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And if you have not yet come over to womensippingonlife.com, please come over, leave a comment, let me know how you're doing. And I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.